with government, and we commend the work of Michael Ring, the minister, on this as well. Look, the reality, as you know, is the economy, you know, is affecting all areas in society, the business world, farming, you name it, it's affected. But equally, the voluntary and social society is also affected. And there's a lot of organisations, small organisations, working, whether it's Meals and Wheels, working in local groups, trying to deliver activities, whether it's youth work or working with older people. Sometimes, many of these employ people as well. And they were badly hit and will be badly hit by the economy sinking as it is. And really, this is part of the overall rescue package, which I know the government will be providing for other sectors. And we're very delighted and welcome very strongly that the voluntary sector, which is playing an enormous role at the moment in fighting and helping people who are fighting COVID, that they will be allowed not to go away or disappear, which would be a tragedy.
Because as you say, there's an irony in that the fact that there's so many people, more people in the current climate now trying to avail of different, you know, services in terms of charities, voluntary groups, that sort of thing, you know, their services are needed now more than ever, really.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's been pointed out on many occasions in public, there are two big pillars fighting and helping people to fight COVID. Obviously, the medical sector, the workers on the front line, nurses, doctors and people in the wards, and of course other people, the delivery world as well. But the other sector, helping people who are cocooning, delivering meals, delivering groceries, delivering supplies, helping out, reaching out, that's the voluntary sector. And I think it would be ironic if they lost out as a result. So I think the strength of the voluntary sector, I know in Irish Rural Inc, ironically, we've experienced a high joining of people to Irish Rural Inc as a result of the work we're involved in at local level. So I think it's really important that the government recognise this, and indeed, look, we're always giving out, as you know, about government from time to time, but in this case, we do commend the work of the Minister Michael Ring and his department.